أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما أنت منذر من يخشاها كأنهم يوم يرونها لم يلبثوا إلا عشية أو ضحاها. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explained that the non-believers of Mecca particularly, they continuously asked, when will the day of Qiyamah come? And that was really as a mockery and to try and make a fool, na'udhu billah, of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that there is absolutely nothing like the day of Qiyamah. So in a mocking way, they continuously asked, when will that day come? And then Allah Ta'ala explained that, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it is not at all part of your duty to explain and say the exact date when the day of Qiyamah will be coming. However, the signs of Qiyamah, minor and major, all that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam explained. And also that this matter of when exactly the day of Qiyamah will be, that is only a matter for Allah Ta'ala. And Allah has not informed anyone, and that is solely in the rights of Allah Ta'ala. The duty of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, however, to warn the people of the severities of the day of Qiyamah, that was his duty, to explain to the people and that they prepare for the day of Qiyamah. So Allah says, إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُنْذِرُ مَنْ يَخْشَاهَا. تو تو در سنانے کے واسطے ہے اس کو جو اس سے ڈرتا ہے. Your duty and your work is to warn the people. You are mundir. You have to make inzar, warning, in which there is great love and compassion. Like you are very worried that somebody will fall into some problem, you warn him, not just to put fear in him, but because of your love for that person, you warn him against that. So that was the warner which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was, that I am not here, I have not been sent to inform that when is the day of Qiyamah. I have been sent to warn you of the severities of the day of Qiyamah, and that you take all your precautions and you safeguard yourself from those difficulties. And all this, who will benefit from that? May yakhshaha. That person who fears the day of Qiyamah, who has got those who don't even believe in the day of Qiyamah, what are they going to fear about the day of Qiyamah? There is no question of them having any fear. In fact, they go to the extent of making a mockery and a joke about it, na'uzu billah. But those who have that iman, that Qiyamah is going to come, and that how the day of Qiyamah is going to be, as Allah Ta'ala has explained in so many ayat of the Quran Sharif. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has given great details about it. So those who have that fear, the work of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was to warn those people and let them prepare. And here also there are two things. One is just to fear the day of Qiyamah. That also has to be there, but that doesn't have to be the major component. In the fear of Allah Ta'ala, in the fear of the day of Qiyamah, the major component is to prepare for the day of Qiyamah. That preparation, not that a person goes into a depression, that what a terrible day is going to come, what is going to happen to us? No, but more that he starts preparing. And that was the work of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to teach us how to prepare for the day and of Qiyamah, and to save ourselves from its severities. That is to bring iman on Allah, to have the correct iman, to have that conviction in that iman, etc. And then with our amal, our ibadat, our muamalat, etc., all these things must be in order. That was the real work of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and that is what we have to fear, that we get ourselves in order, that when the day of Qiyamah comes, that we are safe on that day, that we have prepared how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has prepared us. And that day will be كَأَنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَهَا لَمْ يَلْبَسُوا إِلَّا عَشِيَّةً أَوْ ضُحَاهَا. And the day that they will see, the day that they will see the day of Qiyamah, on that day they will realize what this we were rushing for, and we were asking for it all the time, that it's taking too long to come. On that day they will realize that they only lived for one afternoon or for one morning. In other words, their life was so short, they will realize. Like any person, like usually youngsters, they are very keen to start driving before their time, to get a gun license before their time. But later in life, whatever age a person he reaches, and he thinks of his past life, it was just like a dream. Everything, you say, my childhood was just a dream. My adolescence was just a dream. It just flew past. Like that, as a person grows older, he also realizes, and 100% certainly before mort, every person realizes he lived for a very little while. And the reality of it will be, when it will dawn, that I only lived in this world just a little while, one morning, one afternoon. That was all what my life was. And our lives are in fact more shorter than that also, and this little short life is to prepare for the eternal life of the Akhirat. So when that time will come, then a person will realize that I lived just for that short while, and instead of falling into all this mockery and this wasting of my time of asking when Qiyamah is going to come, if only I had prepared for the day of Qiyamah, then today I should not have to say is suffer these consequences. So Allah Ta'ala says, the day they will see the day of Qiyamah, which is 100% a reality, then they will realize that we lived in this world just like one morning and one afternoon. Very short our life was. And the day of Qiyamah has come so quick already. According to other commentators, that one afternoon or one morning refers to the life of the Qabr. Like that we might think a person has passed away 5,000 years ago. He's in his Qabr for 5,000 years, 8,000 years, only Allah knows how long. But on the day of Qiyamah, even that long stay of the Qabr will appear like I was just there for the afternoon or for one morning. That is all that I was there for. It wasn't anything long. So yeah, in this ayat and in this way, Allah brings the surah to an end, and every composition of Allah is so perfect and so eloquent that we are now the real crux of the matter, that we must prepare for the life of the year after. That is the main thing. Engaging in earning our livelihood is nothing wrong, it's not haram, it's not undesirable. Only we must do it in the correct way. And don't make that our object. That's a necessity we have to earn. No problem in earning, earn in a halal, jais way, and don't make that your object. The real object is the Akhirat. Make that your object, and this preparation and earning halal is also a great, great ibadah. To see to our needs, not to be a burden on anyone, to see to our family is also a great, great ibadah. So this is the crux that we prepare for the year after, and we don't fall into idle talk, especially with all this WhatsApp and the messaging. We fall into so many unnecessary things. We should focus on preparing for the Akhirat. May Allah give us all tawfiq. May Allah accept. And Alhamdulillah, this brings us to the end of Surah Al-Fatiha.